Today, we bring you a different kind of election story. It's about a presidential candidate, a Springfield woman's fond remembrance of his visit, and a special pair of white gloves. Community Voices producer Dan Gummel has the story.
This is an old university and has shelved many ideas in its search for the truth.
That's John F. Kennedy at Wittenberg University in 1960. The audio is part of a speech he gave on a presidential campaign stop while he and Richard Nixon were locked in a tight battle for the White House. And Ohio was hotly contested, much like it is today.
That as your president said, I seek the office of the presidency in the most difficult and dangerous time in the life of our country. And I think it appropriate that I should bring this campaign to the campus of this distinguished university. For two reasons.
Do you guys want a slice of pumpkin bread or some fruit?
I'll have a slice of pumpkin bread.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn that down.
Juanita Dennison sits with her grandson in the kitchen of her Springfield home. She remembers the day 56 years ago when a young JFK came to Wittenberg University campaigning.
I was married and we had four young daughters, and my husband was running for county commissioner in 60, so he was there too. A friend of mine, my best friend from childhood, Mary Lou Dillon, and her mom, Nora Smith, worked down at the Board of Elections. So she had just called a few days earlier and said, we're getting a group of women together. We want to call them the Kennedy Girls, although we were all new mothers and so forth, early 30s. And would you like to come? You have to get a purple dress and so forth. Oh, yeah, I mean, I'll do that. Yeah, anything to be down there. We were rather poverty-stricken at the time. My husband was running for office and with four kids, a new house and all that. So I thought, oh, gee, I hate to charge this dress, but I'm going to. And we had the white bowler hats and had to wear white gloves. We were all in the stadium together waiting. You know, we've been waiting, standing, beautiful day. And here came the motorcade. They drove in, and here he was in this convertible with this beautiful, gorgeous tan. He'd been in Florida, and all that blonde hair, bleached in front and everything, and everyone, you know, just amazed at him. And the charisma, he was smiling, waving. Finally, the convertible stopped right by where I was standing, and I was the first one standing when the convertible door opened, and I'm just looking up amazed, and finally I did have presence of mind to reach out my hand with the white glove and shake his hand. And I had those white gloves for years. I kept them in a drawer in plastic. It was the glove that touched the hand of Jack Kennedy. And, you know, that was my moment of fame.
Juanita Dennison says Kennedy's visit that day in 1960 influenced her lifelong commitment to be active in local politics. It's a tradition that she continues to this day by volunteering for causes and campaigns that she believes in. For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Dan Gummel.